There are plenty of books on this subject on the market. Thanks again for choosing this one. Every effort was made to ensure it's as full of as much useful information as possible. So please enjoy. Chapter 1, Thinking Like a Hacker. First things first, we need to clear up exactly what hacking means. This is the biggest part of becoming a hacker and is absolutely essential to a large number of things that you'll want to do with your newly found hacking skills. Why is it so important to hacking? Basically, because I'm of the opinion, as most hackers in the field, that hacking is just not computer terminals. Hacking is an entire mode of thinking. So what does it mean to think like a hacker? Being a hacker is a way of life. It means thinking unconventional ways to solve problems. It's not only breaking into broken systems. Is that a part of it? Well, for sure, yes, if you'd like it to be, but it's more an analytical mindset than an explicit set of actions. For this reason, this book isn't going to be a simple set of instructions, not at all. The reason for this is because hacking isn't just a simple set of instructions. By the very nature of hacking, hacking isn't that. There is no purebred singular definition of hacking, and it's not really a set action per se. It's just a way of addressing problems. I'm assuming that